A new report says Beijing's mouthpiece now has a presence in over 70% of African countries, while U.S.-funded broadcaster Voice of America only has one bureau on the continent.
There's an impact in the sense that China is able to establish and instill certain media and ideological narratives on the African continent, narratives such as solidarity with China, you know, sort of trying to export authoritarian models onto the African continent.
Herman Wasserman, head of the University of Cape Town's Media Studies Department, detailed one case. He told the Epoch Times that he's seen Chinese media reports outline how U.S. companies are profiting from Russia's war on Ukraine. He said the media reports suggested that Washington is keeping the war going because it's making money. But what makes Africa a target for influence? The continent has abundant rare earth minerals, resources critical for making green energy products. African countries also hold over a quarter of the voting power in the United Nations, and economic pressure on those countries could sway their choice of votes. Zooming out, Chinese state-controlled broadcasters have a big reach in Africa. In Kenya alone, China's state broadcaster Xinhua reaches more than 10 million people every month. China's propaganda department also provides free content for African state and private broadcasters. In addition, it trains many young African journalists and sends them on paid trips to China.
China trains a lot of journalists, actually probably trains more journalists, more African journalists, than any other Western country.